Hi, this is Catherine. I would like to share a little breathing study with you today. And I just finished working with a client this morning where we focused on soft and relaxed breathing to get rid of tension in the back, without doing much movement, really. So if you would like to try it, just do a quick assessment of how you breathe and how that makes you feel in standing. Where can you notice the movement of your breath the most? Where is it the most comfortable and soft and spacious? And where might that stop in your body? Where is your breath getting stopped by tension? Just sense for a moment, and then I would like you to just lie down if you can. And if you can't, you can do this little study in standing or in sitting as well. Just make sure you're in a comfortable position that doesn't feel like you're squishing anywhere. So, for the instructions, I just assume that you're lying on the floor. So while you're lying on the floor, maybe with your legs long if that's comfortable, or with your legs bent if that's better, assess again where you feel weight through your body, where you feel a sense of being pulled away from the floor, where is it easy to relax and rest. And where do you keep working although you lie on the floor? Now take a moment to bring your attention to your breath. And maybe visualize the shape your breath is filling in your torso. Is it more like a mushroom spilling out at the top? Are you breathing up into your chest? Is it more like a pear? Do you expand with every breath into your belly and your waist and your back with less movement at the top? Does it feel more like a cylinder? Or is there not a lot of movement at all anywhere? And all of those, or any other shape that you can visualize that is appearing and disappearing with your breathing, is fine. As long as you're breathing, you're doing all right. So there's no judgment about how you breathe. If you're lying on the floor and there's no action necessary to keep you upright or to do things, to lift things, then what we think could happen is that your muscles are relaxing, are relaxing enough to allow the breath to flow and to not be restricted by tension around the ribs, around the belly, the waist, or the back. So the diaphragm can softly sink down and then lift back up with every breath. And without having to make it a conscious effort. And today I would like to share an image that might help you to soften your breathing a little bit, and it might change the shape that you can visualize with your breath. So if you like images, we can play around with some images for this. I thought a good title was If Everything Goes Pear-Shaped, just make your breathing pear-shaped as well. This is an image that I used this morning in a session with a client where we focused on breathing. So as you're lying on the back and you feel the weight through your ribs, through your head, your pelvis, your arms, your legs. And you have your attention on your breath in a really soft way. See if you can get the sense for where your lungs are. And the lungs are in the back of your rib cage. That doesn't mean that the only movement is happening in the back, but when the lungs are expanding for every inhale, there needs to be an allowing softness everywhere in the torso so they can fully fill with air. So the lungs are in the back of the rib cage, and also another thing is that the right lung has three lobes and the left lung has two lobes. So the heart has some space as well, and the heart is slightly more on the left hand side in the rib cage. So these two anatomical facts might be interesting to consider when you bring your attention to your breathing. So as you're lying on the floor with everything resting, can you visualize a lengthening and softly stretching of your lungs downwards towards your lower back in the back of your rib cage? How would it feel like to allow an image of your lungs lengthening into your lower back very softly as you inhale, and as you exhale, that lengthening is just disappearing again? Stay with that image for a few breaths. And notice if it has an effect on any tension around the center of your body, around your middle, your waist, your belly. What needs to happen around the pelvic floor? At the bottom of the pelvis, to feel that lengthening of your lungs. What needs to happen on the inner thighs . Maybe try it out for yourself. Is it easier to tense the inner thighs and doing that long breath to the lower back, or is it easier to have them relaxed and let the lower back fill with, or give space to the lungs? And to get a sense for the whole kind of sphere of the torso, I was imagining like the shape of a pear. on the inside of the torso. Now stay with me for that for a moment. It might be a challenging image if your context of this only has to do with body shapes and guides of how to dress appropriately for your body shape, which, I don't know, doesn't really match this, right? So imagine the breath is making the shape of a pear on the inside. It can give you, or it might give you, a sense of the breath dropping more towards the pelvis. Soft expansion around the lower belly and down into the pelvis, down towards the pelvic floor even. A soft letting go in the lower back, the waist and the belly, all at the same time, without force or strain. Then see if you can change the shape of your breath. Can you let the breath fill your torso more in the shape of, let's say, a mushroom, more upwards towards the top of your lungs? How does that feel in comparison? You might find one of those is more familiar to you and the other one is a bit strange. And see, could you do the little experiment of alternating? Once with a very soft inhale, breathing more upwards. Feel how the top part of your lungs, top parts, are expanding a bit more. And then direct your breath more downwards. As you inhale, and then as you exhale, everything is always returning to just rest. And then you might merge those two images. And without hyperventilating and overbreathing and taking a lot of effort, can you imagine your lungs are just softly expanding into all directions? Upwards, downwards, branching out a bit to the sides, to the back. And notice how the whole torso can be breathed. As a soft diaphragmatic breath is more about letting go rather than putting in more effort. Where can you make space for your breath to expand to? And get the sense of fully filling your lungs. So maybe now, throughout, for anyone in Ireland, throughout those next 6 weeks of full lockdown that we're going to have, If you feel things are getting pear-shaped or going pear-shaped, maybe just adjust your breathing a little bit. Use that as a cue to allow your breath to drop more into your pelvis. Imagine you breathe a little bit more to the back. And just take a minute or so, anytime you think about it, anytime you feel a bit more stressed or anxious about things, if that can help you to keep going with a little bit of clarity, just one little bit of your day. And maybe let me know how it goes. Enjoy.